AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A knife that purportedly turned up at O.J. Simpson's former mansion when it was being demolished in 1998 is now being analyzed by Los Angeles police for any possible connection to the 1994 stabbing deaths of his ex-wife and her friend. Linda Deutsch, a retired AP correspondent who covered O.J.'s trial, is flabbergasted about this latest revelation.
I think that this is proof that the O.J. Simpson case will never end. It is unbelievable. I mean, it was the trial of the century 20 years ago, and people are still arguing about it.
Donald Trump's GOP rivals are attacking his so-called flexibility on immigration policy. Here's what Ted Cruz told reporters in Bangor, Maine today about Trump and what he said at last night's GOP debate in Detroit.
You want to talk about a stunning moment on the debate stage where Donald Trump is saying he agrees with Marco Rubio and the Democrats on the Gang of Eight amnesty bill, that that's good flexibility.
Marco Rubio told voters in Topeka, Kansas, Trump can't be trusted to act on his campaign promises.
What he says he is and what he'll do are not the same thing.
President Obama says the latest snapshot of the economy shows GOP claims about America's slide are off base.
The jobless rate stayed at 4.9% last month as American businesses added 242,000 workers.
The numbers, the facts, don't lie.
In contrast to what the president says is the GOP candidate's doomsday rhetoric. In a swipe at Donald Trump's campaign slogan, he says America's pretty darn great right now, and the political debate should be about further boosting the economy.
Not fantasy, not name-calling.
But says he does not expect the candidates to change their tone. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. The medical examiner's office in Atlanta today released the autopsy report on Whitney Houston's daughter, who, like her famous mother, was found in a bathtub. But AP correspondent Jeff Martin reports the ME's statement says Bobby Christina Brown died of pneumonia after being found face down in the water with drugs in her system.
They addressed the manner of death, and they said that they could not determine whether the death was due to intentional or accidental causes. So they classified the manner of death as undetermined.
More than 200 people crowded into a Raleigh, North Carolina church this afternoon for the funeral of a black man fatally shot by a white police officer this week. Police say the 24-year-old man reportedly pulled a gun from his waistband and then reached toward the officer's weapon during a struggle. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero vinyl plank flooring. It provides a genuine weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof and scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active families. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.